to this on the New Tech Seed pregame.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Central Catholic High School Gymnasium. Let's take a look at results from earlier today in the opening match here at Central Catholic. It was the top-seeded Lady Bobcats of Howells, 27-4 now on the year, holding off the upstart Hampton Hawks, who finished their year at 22-11. It was a five-set match, but Howells advances on to the state semifinals tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Grand Island High School, where they will face the 26-4 Lady Eagles of Brady. Brady knocked off Wynot in four sets. They won the first two, lost the third, and then came back and won set number four to advance. So Brady and Howells is one semifinal already set tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Grand Island High School. The other one will feature the winner of this game between Giltner and Bertrand, taking on the Lady Broncos of Stewart, 29-3. They were winners over Layton in an exciting four-set match, 26-24, 24-26, 25-20, and 25-21. As Stewart was able to hold off Layton, Layton finished their season at 25-7. Stewart will advance to the semifinals with a record of 29-3. So that leaves us with this last match between Bertram and Giltner. The two teams have not seen each other this year. They do have a few common opponents, including Hampton, which they both lost to during the regular season, and also Kennesaw, another one of the teams that each of them have faced throughout the year. But really, for the most part, it will be something new for both of these teams. You take a look at Giltner, they've got some history. Their most recent trip, 2008, of course, they have state championships in D1 in 84, D2 in 93, 94, 98, and in D1 in 2008, and state runners-up in 1982 in D and D2 in 1992. For Bertram, not quite the history. They've been here only four times. Their last appearance was back in 2008 when they reached the state finals and finished as state runners-up. It's Giltner from the Crossroads Conference and Bertrand from the Republican Plains Activities Conference. And we'll take a timeout here on the New Tech Seed pregame and give you the lineups when we come back here on The Breeze 94.5.
Time for a new car? See Advantage Chevrolet, where you'll get total satisfaction for a lot less cash. Come test drive a hot new Chevrolet, and you'll see why everyone comes to Advantage Chevrolet to buy. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Those other dealers just talk, but he goes into action, and you get a great deal and total satisfaction.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, that'll be the Bertrand Lady Vikings, 28-2 on the year. They'll start this way tonight. Mindy Cook, a 5'8" senior. Madison Peterson, a 5'8" sophomore. Brittany Shipp, a 5'9" sophomore. Peyton Peterson, a 5'4" sophomore. Haley Samuelson, the setter, 5'5". She is a senior. And Brittany Van Zandt, she is 5'4" and a senior. The libero will be Allison Mason when she plays. She is a sophomore, 5'4" tall. So it'll be Cook, Peterson, Shipp, Peterson, Samuelson, Van Zandt, and Mason. Lisa Mason, the head coach for Bertram. Kevin Levine is the assistant coach. They were losers to Brady in the sub-district 3-0. They opened up with a 3-0 victory over Eustace Farnham, then lost to Brady in the sub-district finals 0-3. For Giltner, the home team here tonight, 20-7. They'll start this way. Darby Hendricks, 5'7" sophomore. Abby Preisler, 5'11" junior. Jordan Beek, a 5'7" junior. Shane Vaught, 5'9" junior setter. Danny Most, a 5'9" sophomore. And kind of a game-time decision. Giltner coach Kurt Polt said he was either going to go with Sarah Most, a 5'4 sophomore, or 5'9 junior, Sarah Williams. So we'll have to wait and see which one is announced as the starter. When they use a libero, it will be Augusta Rhodes. She is a sophomore, 5'2" tall. Kurt Polt is the head coach for Giltner. Chrissy Vaught is the assistant coach. So, again, for Giltner, it'll be Rhodes, Hendricks, Preisler, Beek, Vaught, and Most, and either Sarah Most or Sarah Williams. And actually now I can tell you it's going to be Sarah Williams because Sarah Most is being announced as a non-starter. So that is a look at your starters between Giltner and Bertrand. And when we come back, we'll have the opening serve from the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament in Grand Island here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora would like to send out a special congratulations to Coach Vaught, Coach Polt, Shane, and the entire Giltner Girls Volleyball team. You make us all proud. Go team and good luck, Giltner Hornets, from Todd's Body and Glass. The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets. This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
That concludes the New Tech Seed pregame as we get you ready for tonight's opening round matchup in the Class D2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Giltner 20-7. Bertrand, a record of 28-2. Bertrand will be in the right court as you visualize this opening set. They are decked out in their blue uniforms, the white numbers, the black shorts. Giltner in the all-black uniforms, black shorts and uniforms, the white numbers. They'll go left to right in this opening set as you visualize things. Good to have you along here on the Breeze, 94.5. State High School Volleyball coverage being brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. And we'll see, it appears that Giltner may open up with the setting. No, it will be Bertrand will open up with the service. The officials taking last notes here and set to serve will be Madison Peterson, 5'8 sophomore. She'll serve from center court. And we are underway with State High School Volleyball here on the Breeze. Serve received taken there. The set and the hit that time by Chrysler. And then hit down again by Vaught. And a point for Giltner. They lead it 1-0. Shane Vaught will go back to the service line. She'll serve from the traditional right side. Bertrand back defensively. Vaught sends it across the dugout there. The setup for the kill attempt. That was Cook. Cleanly handled. And then the kill attempt that time put down by Chrysler. And she will get the kill. And it's 2-0 in favor of Giltner. Vaught will serve. Sends it into the net. Service error. Point for Bertrand, and the score 2-1 in favor of Giltner. Back to the service line for Bertrand. Haley Samuelson, 5'5" senior, one of the few seniors out there. Three seniors for Bertrand, none starting for Giltner. Serve received, dug out there nicely by Henricks. They'll set it up in the middle, and is it down? It's long. The attempt that time from Chrysler, and the point will go to Bertrand. So we're tied at 2 apiece. Giltner got the first two. Bertrand has come back with 2 in a row. Samuelson to serve from the right side. Floats it across. Dug out the set. Nice dink across that time, but covered as Vaught tried to get it across. Kill attempt. Hit at the net. Peyton Peterson blocked there. Sends it back now. Kept alive nicely. And now the setup for the kill attempt for Brittany Schiff. Giltner on the attack. Chrysler. And what do we have in the net? Called on Bertrand. Point for Giltner, and it's 3-2 in favor of the Lady Hornets. Back to the service line will go Darby Hendricks, 5'7 sophomore. Tips the net, but it goes across, dug out that time by Peterson. Hit and blocked at the net by Chrysler. Bump set, hit across that time by Cook. Dug out by Vaught. They go to Chrysler for the kill. Abby Chrysler, center court. Off that middle hit, puts it down, and it's 4-2 in favor of the Lady Hornets. Henricks, service down the line, out of bounds. Service error, point Bertrand, it's 4-3. Mindy Cook will go back to the service line now for the Lady Vikings. Cook, 5'8 senior, center court, serves it, sends it across, dug out on the back row by Danny Most. Hit attempt, and right in there is Chrysler. Chrysler puts it down easily. And it's 5-3, Giltner. Abby Chrysler will send it across. Dug out by Cook, kept alive. Now Peterson will send it across. Check that, that's Brittany Schiff. And she'll get the point off the touch by Darby Hendricks on the back row. And the point to Bertrand, they trail 5-4. The libero, Allison Mason, 5'4 sophomore, will serve for the Lady Vikings. From center court, here it comes, jump serve. Floats to the back row, and that eats up Abby Chrysler. Service ace for Mason, and we're tied at 5 apiece. Mason will go back to the service line again from center court. The jump serve sends it across, another ace in front of Chrysler. And Bertrand takes their first lead at 6-5. And Mason will go back to the service line once again. Takes her time now, the jump serve. It's a good one. Down the right side, dug out nicely that time by Hendricks. They'll set it up for a kill attempt from Sydney Hendricks, who, or check that, that's Beek. And then the return long from Bertrand Madison Peterson, and we're tied at six apiece. Sarah Most going to check in now to serve as Williams will sit down. Most from the backcourt floats it across, dug out by Mason. The back set, they set it up now for Ship. Brittany Ship puts it home on the kill, and Bertrand leads it 7-6. And Brittany Ship will go back to the service line for the Lady Vikings. From the traditional right side, floats it across, dug out by Preissler. Vaught with the set, the kill attempt, kept alive off of Danny Most. Bertrand on the attack, it's Cook, and kept alive nicely that time by Hendricks, and it hit across by Most. Bertrand keeps it alive. Now, Giltner on the attack. Most with the kill with a just a simple dink. Danny Most, 5'9 sophomore, dinks it across against the double defense, and it's tied at 7. To serve, Beek sends it across. Dug out by Mason. Back set from Samuelson, and the kill attempt is long by Madison Peterson. Point for Giltner. They lead it 8-7. Been a tight match so far here in the opening set. Service down the line from Beek. Back set. They go to the back. Ruck row kill, and it'll be good for Mindy Cook. Pushed it up to the front row, then back to the back row for the back row kill from the left side for Mindy Cook. Caitlin Hosier, or excuse me, Kate Chesterman with the assist on that one. On the service, it's an ace off the touch in the back row by Most. Service ace for Jaden High, just a freshman for Bertrand. 9-8 Bertrand. Preissler, the joust at the net, tipped over by Vaught, and Bertrand cannot handle it as Cook on the standing kill attempt puts it into the net. We're tied at 9. Brittany VanZant back in now for Bertrand. Serving Danny Most for Giltner. The set, Samuelson for Cook. Dug out nicely by Most. Can it be kept alive? It is. By Vaught, but she was over the net. Trying to bring it back. She was out of play. Too far into Bertrand area. And it's 10-9 Bertrand. To serve. Ship. Set up now for Preissler. Hits it hard. Dug out nicely by Ship. Kept alive by Preissler. Now on the attack. Giltner had a block there. That's Hendricks. Keeps it alive. Preissler now again. And that one's going to eat up Madison Peterson for the point. We're tied at 10. Neither team is led by more than two. Winner of this game will play Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the state semifinals. Vaught with the service. They'll set it up for the kill attempt into the net for Peyton Peterson. Point, Giltner. They lead it 11-10. Shane Vaught back to the service line, right side, sends it. Dug out nicely on the back row. Samuelson back set for Cook. Locked at the net, kept alive by Samuelson. Sent across by Cook. Now the set in the middle for Preissler. The dink is good. The service from Sarah Williams. The assist on the set. And then the dink by Preissler. It's 12-10, Giltner. Vaught with the serve. The hard one to the back row, dug out by Mason. Samuelson for Cook, and she gets it home. Mindy Cook just inside the back row. Puts it home. It's 12-11. As Bertrand will serve, trailing by one. Haley Samuelson, the setter for the Lady Vikings from the right side. Serves it up, dug out by Most. Vaught back set for Preissler. Blocked it to them by Cook, but kept alive that time by Henrik. Now Preissler with the dink. Dug out by Peterson. Back set they go to Ship. Dug out by Most. Kept alive now by Preissler. Over on the free ball, it's Vaught. Now the setup for Cook. She'll put it in the donut hole for the point. Mindy Cook spotted the open area. Put it down, and we're tied at 12. We're in the opening set of the Class D2 State Volleyball Tournament for Class D2 here at Grand Island Central Catholic. The service by Samuelson. The set for Freisler. Dink. Kept alive. And Mason could not send it over. It was a ping-pong effect. Mason almost got it over. It hits the net. But it's a point off the Dink kill for Freisler. Service by Henricks. Now Freisler on the overpass sends it across. Dug out by Schiff. Now Peterson on the attack. Dug out by Henricks. Vaught will set it for the back row for Most. Kept alive, but not for long, as the kill will go. Mason and Benzant got a piece of it, but that was all they could do with it. It's 14-12. Giltner with the lead. Service from Henricks. Into the net. Service error for Darby Henricks. And Bertrand back within one again at 14-13. Mindy Cook will serve for the Lady Vikings. Sends it. It's an ace. Beautiful serve from Mindy Cook. She found the open area and ties it up here at 14 apiece. They'll bring in a new ball. 14s. Cook to serve. Sends it. Hits the top of the net and bounces back. Service error. Point for Giltner. Hornets take the lead at 15-14. Abby Freisler will go back to the service line. Standing serve is good enough to knock Cook over. Kept it alive. And then Peyton Peterson's kill attempt is short into the net. Point Giltner, 16-14, Lady Hornets. Freisler sends it. That one floats too long. Did not have a lot of height on it, but it just continued to float and went about a foot beyond the end line. Service error, point Bertrand, 16-15, Giltner. Mason on the jump serve, dug out by Williams. The back serve, or the back set that time for Most from Williams, and she'll send it across. And then on the kill, it's put down by Brittany Schiff to tie them set up here at 16 apiece. 16-16, opening set. Neither team is led by more than two. Mason to the back row. Dug out there by Freisler. They'll bump it up for Most. Kept alive by Samuelson. Peterson back over to Cook, who will send it across. They'll set up in the middle for Most. Most will get the kill. Off a nice set by Vaught. And putting it home hard was Danny Most. 17-16, Giltner. To serve. Sarah Most. Back row, dug out by Mason. They'll set it up for the kill, and it's good for Brittany Schiff. Schiff puts it home to tie it again at 17. Two very evenly matched teams here going after it. Schiff the serve to the back row, dug out by Freisler. Vaught will set it up for Most. Dinks it across. It'll be out of bounds. Point Bertrand. And they'll take the lead again at 18-17. Opening set of this state high school volleyball match. To the back row, just missing the eight was Schiff. It dropped at the last second, just missed the back line. We're tied at 18 on the service error. Giltner to serve. It'll be Beek. Jordan Beek to the back row, dug out by Mason. Samuelson will set it up for the back row. Kill. It's down from Mindy Cook. Off the touch at the net by Danny Most. 19-18, Bertrand. And coming in to serve for the Lady Vikings, Jaden High, just a freshman. Center court sends it. Dug out back row by Freisler. Vaught for Henricks. Way too long on the kill attempt. And Bertrand has their biggest lead of the set. 2 points at 20-18. High will serve once again. Sends it. Floats it. Dug out by Most. Over pass. And it's Bertrand right there to take advantage. Cook, I believe, got it. Also Peterson in the area. Timeout taken by Giltner. We're in the first set of the D2 opening round match between Bertrand and Giltner. Bertrand 21, Giltner 18. Back after this on the Breeze.
Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State High School volleyball coverage being brought to you tonight on The Breeze, 94.5. By Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island, your comfort is our business. 21-18, Bertrand on top of Giltner here in the opening set. Winner of this match takes on Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Grand Island High in the state semis. The service, and it's an ace after the lift by Henrik. Jaden High forces the lift from Henrik. And it's 22-18. Bertrand with their biggest lead of the set. She'll float it across. Most with the dig out. She'll get the set from Vaught. Kept alive by Samuelson. Pushed across by Peterson. Kept alive now on the Giltner attack. Hendricks dug out nicely. Tipped over. And the dink will work for Mindy Cook. And Bertrand leads by five. And another timeout, Giltner. First set. Bertrand 23, Giltner 18, back after this on The Breeze.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Great crowd on hand here at Grand Island Central Catholic. The Bertrand fans on this side of the court, Giltner fans across the way, they are filling up the gymnasium. Lots of excitement. Bertrand leading 23-18. The service goes over from High. Dug out by Most. They'll back set for Most. Most on the kill block and sent back on the stuff block by Mindy Cook. And it is set point for Bertrand as they lead it 24-18. And Jaden High once again will serve. Floats it across. Dug out by Henrik. Bump set. Now sent over by Priceler. And she'll get it down. She was going for the corner, a nice dive touch by Mason, but couldn't do anything with it, and it's a point for Giltner. They'll stay alive at 24-19. Danny Most will serve. Most, the overhand, sends it across, dug out by Shipp. They'll set it up for Cook, the touch at the net, dug out by Most. Set up in the middle now for Priceler, and she'll send it home. And Giltner comes back with two in a row, 24-20. Danny Most back to the service line now for the Lady Hornets. Most with the serve. It floats to the back row. Dug out there. The back set for Peterson. Touched by Henrik. It goes out of bounds. Point Bertrand. And the Lady Vikings win the opening set 25-20 over Giltner. So it is 25-20. Bertrand winning the opening set. This first set brought to you by Allen Superstore of Hastings. We'll come back with set number two after this on The Breeze 94.5.
When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year in 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
Connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We're CHS, resources for enriching lives. When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year
in 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We are CHS, resources for enriching lives.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our Love's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
One set in the books here at Grand Island Central Catholic as Bertrand comes back to beat Giltner in the opening set 25-20. Giltner led most of the set, but by no more than 2 points. They went back and forth for quite a while there, but then at about 15-15, it was Bertrand starting to take the lead, and they were able to pull away down the stretch for the 5-point win, 25-20, so they lead one set to none. Bertrand here in the second set will be going left to right, Giltner right to left. It'll be the Lady Hornets with the opening serve of the second set as Shane Vaught will do the honors for Giltner. The officials checking the rotations. As we mentioned, good crowd on hand here tonight from both schools. A lot of orange and black across the way. Of course, a small drive for the folks from Giltner. Bertrand, not that far a drive either from western Phelps County, about 15 miles to the northwest of Holdridge. One thing about having a state tournament in Grand Island and Hastings, it's not as far for everyone. We're ready to go. Vaught will serve, sends it. Dug out on the back row by Mason. Bump set for Peterson, and Madison Peterson gets the kill. Well, let's check and see. Did not see what they called. I'm going to say it did not touch her. It did not touch on the back row, and so there it was long, so Bertrand does not get the kill. There they do. Cook, right down the line, puts it down as it hit the top of the tape and rolled on down, so we're tied at one apiece here in the second set. Back to serve will be Madison Peterson. Center court to the back row, kept alive by Most. Nice save by Hendricks to hustle after it, and Vaught will send it over on the free ball. Now Bertrand on the attack. Cook will have a chance, and she does. They ran their offense very quickly. A quick pass that time from Brittany Benzant to Samuelson, who gave the quick set for Cook to hammer it home. 2-1 Bertrand. Service error into the net by Madison Peterson. We're tied at two apiece. Darcy Hendricks for Giltner from the right side. Nice serve. The set for Peyton Peterson. She'll get the crisscross. The crisscross kill left to right. She puts it home. And it's 3-2 Bertrand. To serve it up, Haley Samuelson to the back row, dug out by Most. They'll set it on a back step for Preissler into the net. Point Bertrand. 4-2 the score now in favor of the Lady Vikings. On the back row, Samuelson to serve. Dug out by Most. Back set again for Preissler. Touched at the net. Dug out by VanZant, but off the referee in the standing position on the heightened position, and it'll be a point for Giltner. Preissler to serve. Dug out by Mason. The dink across that time by Ship. Dug out by Giltner on the attack. It's going to go down off the touch. Jordan Beek with the kill. We're tied at four. Chrysler will go back to the service line for the Lady Hornets. To the back row. It's an ace. And Ben Zant didn't know where to handle that one. She went up high and it just hit her hands and went right straight to the floor. 5-4, Giltner. Chrysler again. This one kept alive by Mason. Ben Zant will get it over to Shipp, who sends it over. On the overpass, it's too close to the net, and Bott could not handle it. And we're tied at 5. Mindy Cook will go to the service line for Bertrand. They lead in sets 1-0. Cook sends it. A nice hard one dug out nicely by Williams. They'll set it up for Most. Blocked at the net. Kept alive, though, by Beek. They'll set it up now for Most again, and she'll put it into the donut hole for the point. And Giltner with the lead at 6-5. Sarah Most will come in now to serve for the Lady Hornets. From the right side. And it's an ace. Peyton Peterson looked at it momentarily and decided to let it go, but went right on the line. Point. Giltner, they lead 7-5 here in the second set. Most hits the top of the tape and dug out nicely by Cook. They'll set it up for Shipp. Check that. That's a new player in there now. That is Kate Chesterman, 5'10 sophomore, who hammers that one home for Bertrand. And it's 7-6, Giltner. Bertrand will serve. Mason with the jump serve into the net. Giltner will get the point on the service error. 8-6 the score. Jordan Beek to serve it up for the Lady Hornets. Right to left it goes. Cook. They'll set it up now for Peterson. She'll put it home. Madison Peterson with the slam. 8-7 the score. That came off the left side. It'll be shipped to serve from the right side. Dug out. Vaught will back step, but the back set goes up into the antenna. And a point for Bertrand, and we're tied at 8 apiece here in set number 2. Brittany Shipp once again to serve it up. Just over the net, dug out by Sarah Most. Back step for Henrik, way too hard, as that one floats way long. And another point for Bertrand. They lead 9-8. Giltner going to come in with a substitute. It's going to be Kelby Lyon, 5'10 freshman. First action in the match here. Bertrand won the first set 25-20. They lead this one 9-8. Brittany Shipp to the back row. Kept alive there by Chrysler. They'll bump it up now for Most. Crisscross attack. Dug out by Samuelson. The back set now for Cook. She'll roll it in there. The roll spike from the back row just inside the end line. And Bertrand with 4 in a row. The Lady Vikings leading it 10-8. Shipp the serve again. Sends it. Dug out by Chrysler. Vaught sends it over quickly. Sent back now by Bertrand. The Hornets on the attack. It'll be Henrichs. Nice save by Peterson, but on the pass, it was not able to be handled by Samuelson. And the point will go to Giltner. 10-9 the score. Bertrand by one. Giltner serving. Danny Most slaps it across. Dug out by Cook. Kept alive by Samuelson. Tipped over by Chesterman. Dug out there by Vaught. Back set they go from Most. Sends it across. Dug by Peterson. The dink into the donut hole for Haley Samuelson. Nicely done. She spotted that hole and put it there. It's 11-9 in favor of the Lady Vikings. Chesterman will come out and back in to serve. Jaden High. She had some success in that first set. Sends it. Dug out by the libero for in their first time tonight for Giltner. Augusta Rhodes. And on the attack from the back row, Most is double blocked at the net for a stuff block. Cook and Peterson. Madison Peterson right there. 12-9 Bertrand. The overpass. Vaught, though, was able to slap it across. Now on the attack, Madison Peterson right down the line. And Bertrand on a roll here, leading 13-9. And the Coach Polk, wants a timeout. Timeout, Giltner. 13-9 here in the second set. Bertrand leading. Back after this on the Breeze 94.5.
Countryside Market and Bertrand would like to thank everyone for their business this year and would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to get all you need for your family feast at the Countryside Market. Come have lunch with us at the deli with daily noon specials. Don't forget to pick up the potato bologna for the holidays. All at the Countryside Market in Bertrand, a very proud sponsor of high school sports. Congratulations and best of luck to a wonderful team from the Countryside Market in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school volleyball from the state volleyball tournament in Grand Island being brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. 13-9, second set, Bertrand leading Giltner. Bertrand won the first set 25-20. Winner of this match advances on to face Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the state semifinals. High with the service, dug out by Mose. Back set now for Henricks. Crisscross, she puts it down, nicely done. Put it off the side of her hand, so it went crisscrossing down the line along the net, and she got the kill. It's 13-10. Giltner needed to stop the momentum of Bertrand and did so there. It'll be Vaught to serve. Good one to the back row, dug out by Mason. Samuelson for Cook, blocked at the net, kept alive by Cook and kept alive by Mason. Sent over on the free ball by Samuelson. Dug out there by Beek, now sent across by Henricks. Dug by Shipp and sent across now by Cook. The setup for Henricks, top, tipped at the net. And on the pass, it's an overpass and out of bounds off the touch from Madison Peterson. Giltner with two in a row, down 13-11. Shane Vaught will serve to the back row. Mason Samuelson to Madison Peterson. Kept alive there by Most. Chrysler on the attack. She'll get the kill. Abby Chrysler puts it down. Giltner back within one at 13-12. To serve. Shane Vaught to the back row. Dug out by Vincent. Back row kill attempt is too long from Brittany Schiff. And Giltner has come back to tie this set at 13 apiece. And Shane Vaught will continue to serve. From the right side to the back row. Off the touch of Vincent. That's an ace. And Giltner with the lead on a 5-point run here by the Lady Hornets. 14-13. Vaught. Again to the back row. Vincent handles that one. Samuelson on the pass, though, sends it across again by Williams. And a kill attempt by Chrysler into the net. That'll tie things up at 14 apiece. Madison Peterson will go back to the service line. Dead center court, she'll send it. Tips the net, dug out by Henricks. Vaught for Chrysler. Blocked at the net for the eighth stuff. Mindy Cook. 15-14. Bertrand back on top. Big set for both teams. Bertrand trying to take a 2-0 lead. Giltner trying to even things up on the service. Patterson dug out by Most. A nice tip by Chrysler. Tipped it back, though, by Cook. On the attack, Henricks is blocked at the net. And again, it's Cook. Samuelson also up there as well. 16-14, Bertrand. Madison Peterson to serve it up for the Lady Vikings. Sends it hard, dug out nicely by Henricks. Vaught for Chrysler, tipped at the net, dug out by Peterson. Sent across now by Cook, dug out by Most. The set, Vaught for Henricks. Standing spike attempt, the roll spike will be dug out by Peterson. Now Peyton Peterson on the attack, dug out by Most. The set up in the middle now for Chrysler, dug on the back row. By Shipp. They'll set it up for Peyton Peterson. Floats it off the back line. Off the touch on the back line, excuse me, from Jordan Beek. And the point will go to Bertrand. They lead it 17-14 here in set number two. At the line, the service line, it's Peterson into the net. Service error, point Giltner. Lady Hornets back within two at 17-15. Darby Henricks will serve it to the back road. Dug out by Vincent. They'll go back to the back row for a kill attempt from Schiff, and she puts it into the net. 17-16. Giltner back within one. Henricks to serve. Dug by VanZant. Samuelson for Cook. It touches the antenna. Point Giltner. We're tied at 17. And the Lady Hornets will serve for the lead here in the second set. Henricks dug out by Cook. Samuelson pushes over for Peyton Peterson. Blocked at the net. Kept alive by Peterson. The joust won by Preissler, but kept alive by VanZant. Back set now. They go to Schiff from the back row. Dug out. Now in the middle, it's Preissler. She misses. Just misses the corner on that kill attempt, and Bertrand will get the point, leading 18-17. Haley Samuelson will go back to serve. 5'5" senior for the Lady Vikings. Sends it. Dug out by Beek. Vaught back set now for Preissler. Tips at the net. Dug out by VanZant. They'll set it up for Peyton Peterson. Floats it across. Dug out by Most. Vaught now cross court set for Beek. Kept alive by Williams. Sent over on the free ball by Most. Mason will keep it alive. Now Bertrand on the attack. Pushed across by Schiff. Dug out there by Vaught. They'll set it up for Preissler. Blocked at the net. Kept alive. Sent back. Now Peyton Peterson on the attack. Dug out there by Giltner. Preissler on the attack again. Kept alive by Mason, but she can't get it up to her teammates. It goes into the crowd. Preissler with the kill to tie it up at 18. Great volley between those two teams. Abby Preissler will go back to the service line to serve it up. It's a nice one dug out by Mason. Back step for Cook. Punches it across. Dug out by Preissler. They'll set it up in the middle. Overpass, and there's Cook. Ready to send it down, and she puts it home. It's 19-18 Bertrand, and Bindi Cook to the service line. Center court. Slaps it to the back row, dug out by Preissler. Vaught sets it up for Most to the back row, saved there nicely by Mason. Back set now for Cook, and she's way too strong on the back row kill. We're tied at 19. Giltner will have the service. Sarah Most, 5'4 sophomore, comes back in to do the honors for the Lady Hornets. Most spins it across. Dug out by Cook. Kept alive there by Samuelson. Pushed across by Schiff. Beek digs it out. Now they'll set Beek up for the roll spike. She'll get it in there. Into the donut hole for the point. And the Hornets back on top, 20-19. Most will serve. This is Sarah Most. Sends it. Nice serve. It's close to an ace, and it's going to be off the shoulder of Mindy Cook. Timeout, Bertrand. We're in set number two. Giltner, 21. Bertrand, 19. We'll be back after this on 94.5 The Breeze.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics. Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora would like to send out a special congratulations to Coach Vaught, Coach Polt, Shane, and the entire Giltner Girls Volleyball Team. You make us all proud. Go team and good luck, Giltner Hornets, from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We've got a good one going on here at Grand Island Central Catholic in the opening round of the Class C2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. Bertrand won the first one, 25-20. Giltner leads here in set number two, 21-19. Sarah Most will serve for the Lady Hornets. Going right to left, sends it. Spinning it, saved nicely off the touch from Peterson by Schiff, and it's sent across. Now it's Most on the attack. Danny Most with the kill off the set assist from Shane Vaught. And Giltner leads it 22-19. Sarah Most to serve to the back row. Dug out by Peterson. They'll set it up for Schiff. Touched at the net. Dug out there by Henrik. They'll set it up for Danny Most. Blocked at the net, but it lands on the Bertrand side. Chesterman and Schiff there. And Giltner up 23-19, another timeout, Bertrand. We'll come back after this. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-19, the score. Giltner on top of Bertrand here in set two. Lady Vikings won the first set by five. Sarah Most has been on a run. She'll send it again. That was long, just barely. Good job by Allison Mason to watch that one all the way. And it went long. Service error, 23-20. Mason will serve. Back row dug out by Preissler. Bumped up by Vaught. Tipped over by Most. Danny Most with the dink kill. And it is set point for Giltner. 24-20. Jordan Beek will serve. Floats it. Taken there by Schiff. They'll set it up for Peterson. Sent back and hit the net. That will be the winner for Giltner as they come back and win set number two, 25-20. We are knotted up at one set apiece for Trand and Giltner. This set being brought to you by Allen's Superstore of Hastings. We'll take a break and get you ready for set number three between Giltner and Bertrand after this on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ Hastings.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Each team has won a set, 25-20. Bertrand won the first one. Giltner rallies to win the second one, 25-20. So a win apiece for each team as we get ready for the important third set in this best 3 out of 5. Here at the state volleyball tournament, winners again today in Class D2, Howells, Brady, and Stewart. Howells and Brady, the number 1 and 4 seeds, will meet up tomorrow morning. Check that, the number 1 and 5 seed will meet up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in one semifinal. The 3 seed Stewart will await the winner of this match tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Grand Island Central, or at Grand Island High School. Bertrand going right to left. We'll serve it up to start this set. Madison Peterson from the center court hits the top of the net, dug out nicely by Beek. They'll set it up for Preissler. Dug on the back row. The set for Peyton Peterson. She'll get the kill off the touch of Danny Most. And Bertrand with the first point of set number three. Reminder, coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament being brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. The service, Peterson dug out by Most. Back set for Hendricks. Crisscross attack is long. And the point for Bertrand, they lead it 2-0. As to the service line once again, Madison Peterson. Peterson to the back row. Too long. Service error. Sarah Most did a good job of watching that one all the way in. And the point will go to Giltner. They trail 2-1 as Shane Buck will serve it up from the right side for the Lady Hornets. To the back row, dug out by Vinzant. The back step for Cook. She slams it home down the line. Did a great job of slamming it home. That's a couple of seniors working together there. Haley Samuelson and Mindy Cook. And Samuelson back to the service line. 3-1 the score. Sends it dug out by Most. Vaught in the middle for Preissler. Tries to slam it home, but it's dug out there by Allison Mason. Now Peyton Peterson on the attack puts it into the net. The point will go to Giltner. Trailing 3-2. Darby Hendricks will serve it up for the Lady Hornets. Dug by Mason. Samuelson for Ship. Brittany Ship rights the ship for the Vikings as she puts it home 4-2. Mindy Cook now will serve things for the Lady Vikings. Up by a couple here in set three. Into the net. Service error. Point for Giltner. 4-3 now the score. And Abby Preissler will go back to the service line. Gets it across. Peterson cannot handle it. She's called for the lift. An ace for Preissler. We're tied at 4. Preissler will serve again. This one dug out nicely by Peterson. Back row, they go for the kill for Cook. Dug out by Vaught. Set up now for Beek, who sends it across. Kept alive by Ship. Back set for Peterson. Nice diving save by Williams. Sent across by Most. In the middle, they'll now go to the right side for Ship. She'll get the kill off the touch of Preissler. 5-4 your score in favor of Bertrand. Allison Mason back to the service line again. Jump serve to the back row, dug by Preissler. Vaught sends it over for Most, slams it home off the touch of Cook. We're tied at 5. Good set so far for both these teams. Each one has won a set, 25-20. Bertrand the first, Giltner the second. The service by Most, the back kill attempt is down from Cook from the back row. She put it right on the line. Dropped at the end, and it's 6-5, Lady Vikings. Ship will serve. Sends it, dug out by Preissler. Vaught sets it up for Most. Swings hard, kept alive by Mason. The joust won by Most over Samuelson at the net. And Giltner has tied it up at 6 apiece. Jordan Beek will go to the line. Beek from the right side. Down the line, dug out by Mason. Samuelson back set. And the kill is down for Chesterman. Kate Chesterman puts it down. 5'10" sophomore, she'll come out. As going back to the service line will be Jaden High, 5'6" freshman. 7-6 the score, Bertrand. High with the serve into the net. Tied up at 7 apiece now after the service error. Danny Most will serve it up now for the Lady Hornets. Whistle blows the service. Here it is. It's a good one dug out by Ship. Samuelson sets it up for Cook. Blocked at the net. It's an ace stuff. Vaught and Preissler right there. And Giltner the lead at 8-7. Most will serve it up. Into the net. We're tied again at 8. Neither team has really dominated at all in this match. It's been close throughout each of the three sets so far in the early going, and then one team has taken advantage down the stretch, but they've taken turns so far. Preissler on the attack, blocked, and Bertrand gets the ace up. Cook and Samuelson to give Bertrand the lead at 9-8. Peterson will serve it up. Madison across the timeline, or across the net, excuse me, as dinking it across is Preissler. Bertrand on the attack. Peterson touched at the net by Vaught. Kept alive by Most. They'll set it up for Preissler. Blocked by Cook. but a nice diving save by Sarah Most. Dinked across that time by Chrysler, and again Cook there. Cook now on the attack. It's good. She got it just inside the line. Point Bertrand. They lead it 10-8 here in this all-important third set. Madison Peterson to serve it up to the back row. Dug there by Beek. They'll set it up for Chrysler. Left side kill. Did she get it down? No. Just missed. Line judge right on top of it. Puts the flag up. It's 11-8 Bertrand. Peterson to serve again to the back row. Dug there by Beek. Vaught back set now for Henrich. And she's blocked. No, it hit the top of the net and came back for four hits. Timeout, Giltner. We are in the third set. Bertrand, 12. Giltner, 8. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5. Back here at Grand Island Central Catholic, 12-8 the score here in the third set as Bertrand leads Giltner. Bertrand won the first set 25-20. Then Giltner came back, won the second set 25-20. Right now the Lady Vikings with a four-point advantage. Been on a little bit of a run here with Madison Peterson, the 5'8 sophomore, at the service line. She's back there once again. See what adjustments Coach Kurt Polk made for Giltner. And it's going to be a lift off the serve. Called on Jordan Beek. And another point as the ace comes from Madison Peterson. And they lead it now 13-8, says Bertrand. Peterson to the back row, dug out by Most. Vaught, back step for Henrich, floats it over, dug out by Peterson. Samuelson for Peyton Peterson, crisscross attack, dug by Henrich. Sent over on the free ball now by Most. Samuelson, quick step for Cook, dug by Most. They'll set it up now for Henrich on the attack, dug by Madison Peterson, now for Peyton Peterson. Dug on the back row by Most, good volley by both teams. Sent across nicely by Henrich, the quick dink. Dug by Henrich as Samuelson tried to make a quick move. Now Most on the attack from the back row. Kept alive. Sent over by Cook. It's out of bounds. Plus, she was over the line. That's a point for Giltner. Good long volley. And when it was all done, Mindy Cook stepped over the line as well as put her shot over the line. And it's 13-9. On the attack from the set, Peyton Peterson. Puts it down. Peyton Peterson, only a 5'4" sophomore, but can get up there, and she got that one right down the line for the kill. 14-10, Lady Vikings of Bertrand. Service by Samuelson. The back row dig by Most. They'll set it up in the middle for Chrysler, sent back by Cook. Now on the quick attack after the joust, Brittany Schiff. Hammered it home, and Bertrand on top, 15-9. These two teams tied up one set apiece. Samuelson served to the back row, dug by Most. And it's going to be an ace. Most pass could not be handled by Vaught. And Giltner wants another timeout. We are in set number three. Each team has won a set. Bertrand, 16. Giltner, 9. Back after this on The Breeze, 94.5.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, awaiting the winner of this match will be the Lady Broncos of Stewart with a record of 29-3. They were a four-set winner earlier tonight over Layton by scores of 26-24, 24-26, 25-20, and 25-21. Earlier today, Brady defeated their opponent. That was Wynot in four sets, and Howells defeated Hampton in five. Service by Samuelson, Doug by Hendricks. Vaught trying to send it across, and a cover is going to be called on Mindy Cook as Vaught was just trying to set it up, and Cook will be called for the cover at 16-10. Hendricks with the floater, dug out nicely by Mason. They'll set it up for Shipp, and she'll get the kill. Brittany Shipp on the attack. And Bertrand leads it 17-10. It'll be Mindy Cook to serve things up. Center court sends it, dug by Most. Back set for Priceler, dug by Cook. Samuelson for the back row kill, and it's down for Mindy Cook. Cook, who on the year has had 263 kills, that leads Bertrand, and a lot of them probably coming from the back row. 18-10. Cook with the service, dug out nicely by Most. They'll set it up for Beek, falling away. She'll get the kill down off the touch of Chesterman and Shipp, and it's a point for Giltner, trailing 18-11 here in set number three. Priceler from the right side sends it, dug nicely by Mason. Back set for the swing by Chesterman, dug there and blocked that time by Most. Now Beek, she's blocked at the net, but Giltner keeps it alive. Now sent over on the free ball by Henrik. She had to just kind of defend herself. It came at her. She thought someone else was going to get it. Quickly pushed it, and it went out of bounds. 19-11, Bertrand up by eight here in the third set. Mason with the jump serve to the back row. Dug nicely there by Henricks. Back set for Williams, and she is long on the attack. Point Bertrand as the Lady Vikings starting to take control of this set, leading 20-11. Mason with the jump serve. Back row dug there by Priceler. The setup now for Most, tipped at the net. And a miscommunication between senior Samuelson and Cook. And it falls to the floor, 20-12. Sarah Most, who served very tough at the end of the last set, is in there now to serve for Giltner. Dug by Mason in the back row. Pushed across by Chesterman. Giltner on the attack. The slap across by Vaught is out of bounds. But, nope, the slap across was out of bounds. It'll be a point for Bertrand. 21-12 the score. Service from Shipp. Dug nicely on the back row by Priceler. Now set up for Most. She floats it. Mason went diving for it and then kind of went alligator arms on it and just floated back there as it goes long. 22-12 now the score. Shipp with the service. Close to an ace. Nice dig on the pancake that time by Beek. Now they set it up for Chesterman, who slams it home. And it's 23-12. Bertrand taking charge here in set number three. Shipp the serve to the back row. It's dug there by Most. They'll set Most up now for a kill attempt. Touched at the net. Dug there by Cook. Back row set now for Cook. Standing spike attempt. Sent over by Cook. Now Priceler with the dig. The attack. And Samuelson will get it over to Shipp. And Shipp pushes it too far, out of bounds. Point Giltner, 23-13. Beek. Down the line, it's going to be an ace off the touch from Cook. Well, I almost spoke too soon as Allison Mason actually got to that and touched it, but couldn't do anything with it. 23-14. Beek the serve, down by nine. Mason with the dig. They'll set it up now for Madison Peterson. She was going for the attack, the service, or the set was behind her. She had to stop, fall back, hit it, and it goes right on the line. Set point for Bertrand, leading 24-14. High back in there to serve. Dug by Most. Mott now for Hendricks. Crisscross attempt, nicely saved by Mason. Took on the attack. Dug by Most. That's Sarah Most. Back set now for Hendricks. Into the net. Point Bertrand, and they win the set 25-14. And the Lady Vikings now lead 2-1 against Giltner. 25-20 in the first set, 20-25 the second set, 25-14 Bertrand in the third set. 2-1, and we'll come back with set number four. These sets being brought to you by Allen's Superstore of Hastings.
Time for a new car? See Advantage Chevrolet, where you'll get total satisfaction for a lot less cash. Come test drive a hot new Chevrolet, and you'll see why everyone comes to Advantage Chevrolet to buy. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Those other dealers just talk, but he goes into action, and you get a great deal and total satisfaction.
Where do you get more? Superstore, Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. We go to the fourth set. Bertrand leading Giltner 2-1. Bertrand winning that one by the biggest margin of any of the sets, 25-14. Winner of this match will take on Stewart tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High in the state semifinals here in Class D2. The 9 o'clock game tomorrow morning features top-seeded Howells against Brady. Brady, of course, the team that beat out Bertrand in semifinals last week, sub-district finals last week. Of course, Giltner, they had an impressive streak of getting here. They beat Silver Lake in the opening round of the sub-district, swept a very good Axtell team in the sub-district championship, and then beat Ansley, a very, very good team that's not here this week, in five sets, the last set 17-15. So, you know, we saw not a lot of not giving up by Giltner in that match. We'll see if they bounce back here in set four, trailing 2-1 to Bertrand. As Giltner will serve it up, it'll be Vaught. Dug out by Mason, back set. And a nice swing by Peterson off balance. Now Cook on the attack. On the return, she'll slam it home. Mindy Cook, center court, just put it down. Bertrand with the 1-0 lead. Madison Peterson will serve for the Lady Vikings. Sends it. Dug by Most. Vaught in the middle for Preissler. Kept alive there by Peterson. They'll set it up for Cook. Cook dug by Beek. The setup for a back row kill by Most. Touched at the net by Cook. Samuelson will set it back up now, though, for Peyton Peterson, who's blocked at the net by Preissler and Williams. And we're tied at one. Darcy Hendricks to the service line for the Lady Hornets. Just over the net. Digging it out was Van Zandt, but really couldn't do anything with it. It's an ace for Hendricks, and Giltner with the 2-1 lead. Should we go to a fifth set, that would only be to 15 points. Hendricks puts it into the net. Service error. We're tied at two here in set number four. Samuelson will serve it up for the Lady Vikings. A good one, dug by Most. Set up now for Beek. Sends it. Dug out by Vinzant. Now sent across by Peyton Peterson. Peyton Peterson with another kill. And it's Bertrand leading 3-2. Samuelson will serve it. Floats it down the line. Dug there by Beek. They'll set it up for a kill for Preissler, and she pretty much just turned Allison Mason on her back with that kill, and we're tied at three. Preissler will serve from the right side. Abby sends it. It's dug there by Ship. Back set for Cook. She'll get it down. Mindy Cook once again on the attack for Bertrand from the right side. Makes it 4-3. Cook will serve now after that point. Center court floats it across, dug by Preissler. Vaught will serve it up in the middle for Beek. It's blocked back by Chesterman for the eighth. 5-3 Bertrand here in set number four. They lead 2-1 here in this D2 quarterfinal match. Cook in the center, taking her time. Sizes it up now and slams it across. It's a good serve. The overpass tipped back by Peyton Peterson, kept alive by Vaught. Now pushed by Beek, dug by Mason. In the center, they'll go to Brittany Ship, and Ship, her attack hits the net. Point to Giltner, down by one, 5-4. Sarah Most will do the honors of serving. Comes off the bench to do so. To the back row, kept alive nicely by Cook, who falls down. Now Ship sends it across, dug by Hendricks. Vaught in the middle for Most, kept alive by Ship. Back set now for Peyton Peterson, kept alive by Vaught. Most now for Vaught. Vaught on the attack. She'll get the kill. The setter gets the kill, but remember, Shane Vaught, 5'9" tall. She gets the kill to tie it up at five. Sarah Most to the back row, dug by Cook. Bump set. Now go back to Cook on the attack. And it's off the fingertips of Most. Out of bounds. Point on the kill for Bertrand. 6-5 Lady Vikings. Allison Mason to serve it up. Here's that jump serve of hers. Tips the net. It's going to be an ace off the hands of Danny Most. 7-5 Bertrand. And the folks on this side of the court feeling it a little bit here in this fourth set, up 2-1. The back row, it's off of Preissler. And another ace for Mason. 8-5. And a timeout, Giltner. We are in the fourth set. 2-1 in sets. Bertrand leads it. They lead the fourth set, 8-5. We'll be back after this on The Breeze, 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fourth set, Bertrand leading Giltner. State High School volleyball action being brought to you on The Breeze 94.5 by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. Bertrand serving, leading by three. Allison Mason, center court. Jump serve. It's a good one dug out by Preissler. They'll set it up now for Most. Blocked at the net, kept alive there by Vaught. Vaught now will send it over on the free ball. Mason with the dig. the bump set for from Samuelson for Chesterman. She tried to punch it up into the net. Point Giltner, 6-8, as the Lady Hornets will serve. Coming back in, second time tonight, Kelby Lyon, 5'10 freshman for Giltner. And to serve, Jordan Beek sends it. It's an ace right in front of Allison Mason, 8-7. Beek will serve again. Sends it to the back row. Dug out there by Ship, and on the attack, putting it home, Chesterman. Nice quick passing that time again for Bertrand. And Kate Chesterman, 5'10 sophomore, slams it home. Ship to serve. Back row, dug nicely by Sarah Most. Bump set and to Lyon, who will send it over on the free ball. Bertrand on the attack, tipped over by Madison Peterson. The attack by Vaught, dug out nicely by Ship, and then the attack by Chesterman. She'll get the kill for Bertrand. 10-7, Lady Vikings. Ship to serve. Dug by Most. That's Sarah Most. Bought the back step for Danny Most. Blocked at the net, but kept the line by Priceler. Set up now for Lyon. Blocked at the net, kept it going. Tried to hook it over, but it goes out of bounds by about 4 inches. Out of bounds. Point will go to Bertrand. 11-7, Lady Vikings. Trying to finish it up here in four. The service by Ship. Vaught will set it up for Lyon on the attack. Blocked there by Chesterman and Samuelson for the ace. Kelby Lyon will come back out as Hendricks will come back in. It's 12-7 Bertrand. Ship to the back row, dug out by Sarah Most. Vaught back set for Danny Most. Off the touch by Cook, kept alive. Ship, and then on the free ball, Mason sends it across. Vaught for Danny Most. The kill, it's down. Bertrand was in the net on the kill attempt. Most puts it home. 12-8 the score. As Giltner trying to stay alive here in set four. Most sends it, dug by Mason. Samuelson sets it up for Madison Peterson for the kill. It goes down off the touch at the net. It's 13-8. Jaden High, the freshman, back in there now to serve. Bertrand up by five here. Sends it to the back row. It's dug by Most. Vaught for Hendricks. To the back row. She gets the kill down off the touch from High. And it's 13-9 now. Shane Vaught will serve it up from the right side for the Lady Hornets. Slaps it. Dug there by Ship. Set up for Cook. Dug out by Beacon. Kept alive. Most. And now can they send it on the free ball? They do. That's Vaught. Bertrand on the attack. Cook with the dink. She'll get it into the donut hole for the point. Sometimes when you run your offense fast, you don't always have to hammer it. Sometimes you just look for the open area. And Cook did a good job there. It's 14-9 Bertrand. Peterson with the service across. Priceler with the kill attempt. Dug out nicely by Peterson. Sent over on the free ball by Cook. Giltner on the attack. Priceler again. Blocked at the net. Out of bounds, though. Off of Mindy Cook. And Giltner will get the score, 14-10. Hendricks is going to come out. Jacqueline Happold, freshman, 5'7", going to come in. Happold comes in. Serves it into the net. 15-10 now for Tran. Hendricks will come back in. Play the defense. Samuelson will serve it up for the Lady Vikings. To the back row, dug by Hendricks. Vaught sets it up for Priceler. Kept alive by Mason. Now Peyton Peterson with the kill attempt. Nice roll save that time by Hendricks. On the kill, Priceler will put it home. Found the nice spot on the back row and put it down. It's 15-11. Bertrand by four. Priceler will serve it up. Nice one. Mason, quick step for Schiff, and she'll hit it home. Brittany Schiff with the kill. 16-11, Lady Vikings. 9 points away from moving on here at State. They lead 2-1. Mindy Cook, the service. It's a nice one dug out by Priceler. That was a tough dig. Now on the attack, Most. Was it touched at the net? No. No touch. It's long. Point Bertrand. They lead it 17-11. And a timeout taken. We are in set number four. Bertrand leads 2-1. And Bertrand leads it here in the fourth, 17-11. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 94.5 The Breeze.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we told you that Stewart won the 5:30 match here in D2 earlier in D1. It was Burning Davenport-Chickley 3-1 over Sutherland. C2, Hastings-St. Cecilia sweeps North Platte St. Pat 3-0. C1, it was Columbus SCOTUS in a sweep over Ashland Greenwood. And we'll get back to some more scores, but right now, Mindy Cook will serve for Bertrand. Dug out there on the back row by Priceler. The overpass hit back again by Peterson, but dug again. Most on the send. Now Bertrand on the attack, and it's a dink kill for Brittany Schiff. 18-11, Bertrand. Could also tell you Omaha Scott advanced with a 3-2 sets win over Gretna, and Papio South, they stayed unbeaten 3-0 over Millard West. On the attack for Giltner, it's Most, dug out by Mason. Now from the back row, it's a kill for Cook. And Bertrand now 6 points away from moving on to the state semifinals. They lead at 19-11. Mindy Cook. It's a nice one. Dug out by Priceler. Back set for Beek. Blocked at the net. Kept alive by Most. Sent over now by Hendricks. Kept alive by Cook. They'll set it up in the middle for Chesterman. She'll hammer it home off the touch. Point Bertrand. 20-11. Lady Vikings. Mindy Cook to serve it up again. Across the net, dug by Priceler. Vaught back set for Beek, and she'll get the kill to keep Giltner going along here. Down 20-12. Sarah Most will check back in. Most from that right side will serve. Spins it. Nice save by Cook, but Chesterman couldn't handle the pass. Cook just put her arm out there and knocked it back into play. Chesterman couldn't come up with it. 20-13, ace serve that time for Most. Another spinner again. It's off the top. Mason keeps it alive. Samuelson sends it across. Vaught then covered there by Peter, by Schiff, and knocks it back, but kept alive by Vaught. And then the kill off the right side for Cook. And a point for Bertrand, 21-13. Allison Mason will serve for the Lady Vikings. Up by eight, jump serve, floats to the back row, dug by Priceler. Vaught for Danny Most on the attack. Nicely dug by Mason. Punched over by Madison Peterson on the attack. Giltner, speak too long. Point Bertrand. 22-13, Lady Vikings now just three away from moving on. Mason with the jump serve to the back row, dug by Sarah Most. Vaught sets it up for Danny Most into the net. 23-13, Bertrand now. has that D2 semifinal in sight, leading two sets to one. Mason, dug out by Most. They'll set it back up for Danny Mason, or Danny Most, and it's dug out by Samuelson. Mason will send it on the free ball. Giltner on the attack. Bot for Danny Most. Blocked at the net by Chesterman, but kept alive by Sarah Most. Sent back over. Now Bertrand on the attack. The kill will go for Brittany Shipp. Off the block. And Bertrand now. Set. Match. And T2 semifinal point for the Lady Vikings. Allison Mason floats it to the back row. Preissler. Back serve now. It's hit across. Nice attempt there from Most. Now on the attack, it's Bertrand. Blocked at the net. Point, Giltner. Most and Vaught keep things going for Giltner. Down 24-14. Beek will serve it to the back row. Dug by Cook. And Samuelson for Chesterman. Too long on the kill. Point, Giltner once again. Lady Hornets fans across the way applauding the effort of their team, down now by nine. Beek sends it, dug by Mason. Samuelson for the back row kill for Cook. It's there! And Bertrand wins this opening round match between the Vikings and the Hornets. Bertrand takes this set 25-15. They win it 3-1. 25-20, 20-25, 25-14, 25-15. This set brought to you by Allen Superstore of Hastings. We'll hear from our fine sponsors and come back to Grand Island Central Catholic to wrap things up for you. It's the State High School Volleyball Tournament on the Breeze 94.5.
Transcodium Glass in Aurora would like to send out a special congratulations to Coach Vaught, Coach Polt, Shane, and the entire Giltner Girls Volleyball Team. You make us all proud. Go team and good luck, Giltner Hornets, from Todd's Body and Glass.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activity. Good luck and go Hornets! This ad's been paid for by Joyce Agronomics.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 10th through November 13th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, jewelry, Santas, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops, so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the fans just kind of hanging around here and soaking in all the atmosphere of the state volleyball tournament. It's all over here in this Class D2 matchup at Grand Island Central Catholic as Bertrand defeats Giltner in the opening round 25-20, 20-25, 25-14, and 25-15. They started to really dominate this match in the third and fourth sets. And really, Mindy Cook with her back row kills and front row kills, and also the attacking of Madison Kojal, or excuse me, Madison Peterson, 5'8 sophomore for Bertrand, along with the attack off the bench from Kate Chesterman, really helped out Bertrand, along with Brittany Shipp. And a lot of that is due to the senior setter, Haley Samuelson, who did a great job of really passing the ball. And defensively, Allison Mason really frustrated Giltner on their kill attempts as she kept many of attacks alive and helped out. So it was a really good night for the Lady Vikings of Bertrand. Giltner came out strong. They played tough throughout the first set. Bertrand then took the lead late and won that set. And then Giltner came back and looked much stronger in the second set. Thought they were going to take that and carry that into the third, but Bertrand really turned things around and finished it off. Giltner will finish their season at 20-8. And this is going to be a team to be reckoned with next year, as there is only one senior on the roster, Caitlin Hosier, and we did not even see her in the match here tonight. It is a team of sophomores, juniors, and freshmen. They'll have almost everybody back next year for this Giltner Hornet team. So that's good news for the folks just down the road at Giltner. For Bertrand, the dream continues. 29-2 now on the year. They'll be looking for an all-important 30th win tomorrow in the state semifinals when they'll take on Stewart, who has also 29 wins on the year. Stewart was a winner earlier tonight over Layton, 26-24, 24-26, 25-20, and 25-21. Earlier today, Howells was a five-set winner over Hampton in the opening round, and Brady got past Why Not in four sets. So tomorrow's semifinals are set. It'll be Brady and Howells in the 9 o'clock game at Grand Island Senior High, and then at 11 o'clock, Bertrand will take on Stewart. We're going to take another timeout, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Grand Island CC after this on The Breeze 94.5.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora would like to send out a special congratulations to Coach Vaught, Coach Polt, Shane, and the entire Giltner Girls volleyball team. You make us all proud. Go team, and good luck, Giltner Hornets, from Todd's Body and Glass.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year
in 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
Connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We're CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Countryside Market in Bertrand would like to thank everyone for their business this year and would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to get all you need for your family feast at the Countryside Market. Come have lunch with us at the deli with daily noon specials. Don't forget to pick up the potato bologna for the holidays. All at the Countryside Market in Bertrand, a very proud sponsor of high school sports. Congratulations and best of luck to a wonderful team from the Countryside Market in Bertrand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And the Breeze 94.5 is KLIQ 18. And we are back one last time here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School, where Bertrand gets the win over Giltner in four sets, 25-20, 20-25, 25-14, 25-15. They will play Stewart in the state semifinals tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High School. In the other match at 9 o'clock, Howells will take on Brady. That is a matchup of the number 1 and number 5 seeds. In that second semifinal, it will be the 2 and 3 seeds. Bertrand, the number 2 seed in the state tournament, and Stewart, the number 3 seed. And again, conclusion of another fine year for Giltner. And again, this is a team that's going to be loaded next year. They have everybody pretty much back for their team next year. So watch out for the Hornets in 2012. Well, we do want to remind you folks, especially you Bertrand listeners, we will have the Vikings on the air tomorrow. It will be on a different Platte River station. It will be over on Classic Hits 98.9. I will be on hand for that match as well tomorrow morning. It'll be Bertrand and Stewart, so be listening for that tomorrow. We want to say thanks to all our fine sponsors, both from the Giltner and Bertrand area. And I want to say thanks to our fine studio engineer, Stephanie Mueller, Larry Kottner from Grand Island Senior or Grand Island Central Catholic High School, where tonight Bertrand is a four-set winner over Giltner. Have yourself a wonderful evening.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.